Some time ago, probably just before Christmas, some of our supporters may remember that we had an online vote for us. We took part, we were nominated for an award to win £5,000, a grant of £5,000 from an organisation called the One Family Foundation, who do lots of things like child trust funds and baby bonds and things like that for families, family-related bank stuff, that kind of thing. And they basically give away money to a number of projects. We were in the education section, and there were lots of education projects because we do training things. And it was only the top 8 projects that were going to get funded. And I can now officially announce that we won. We were one of those top 8 projects. And so now the funding will be in place.
Thank you, everybody.
For us to do a load of stuff. We're going to be replacing quite a bit of equipment. And that means that we should be able to extend some of the community training work that we do. We've talked about that over the last few weeks in terms of people who are unemployed or young people or people who might have been off work for a while because they've been ill or had an injury or something like that. And often people just want to come into an environment like us, like where we are, and just pick up some skills, perhaps helping us with the radio or helping to fund what we do by selling them items on eBay. And it's a real lifeline to people just to help them on the road back into work. And that means we'll be able to extend that and to secure that with the £5,000 that we have been awarded.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
That's
stuff.
Big fantastic.
It is good news.
My son's piano teacher says fantastic. It's great. Just like the Doctor Who one. Eccleston, that was his name, wasn't it?
Yeah, Christopher, yes.
Christopher
Eccleston. So if people want to get involved in that project, you know, maybe help us out in some way or maybe give to us or pray for us or whatever way you want to help out, as we've talked about over the last few weeks, then do get in touch. You can email myself, steve@accessradio.biz. But it is really good news that we've got that funding.
It is. And it's Comic Relief Day, isn't it, Steve? We just
it
have to mention that. We cannot
yes.
go without mentioning that. I've dressed up. Some people, my children thought I looked a bit like Harley Quinn. That wasn't the idea.
That's cool for them, though.
But yes, I've got sort of clown socks on and bunchies in my hair and some blue lipstick. You can just imagine me now, viewers, can't you?
You need to do a selfie to stick on the website so people understand. So maybe they can log on later on and see your Comic Relief kind of regalia.
And all our kids have dressed up for school, haven't they, Steve? Have you all gone in excited?
Weirdly enough, not today, no. No, we're just red noses.
Okay.
Weirdly, James has gone in his own clothes.
Okay.
So they decided to celebrate Comic Relief by doing own clothes day, which isn't really quite in the spirit of it, is
okay.
it? I think they'd forgotten about it, basically.
It's Look Cool Day instead.
Yeah, just Look Normal Day at school.
Day.
And so they just thought, oh, we haven't planned anything for Comic Relief. What are we going to do? I tell you what, own clothes day, and we'll ask for a donation. And then we'll give that to Comic Relief. I think it's kind of a last-minute thing. To be fair, they don't have a head teacher at the moment.
So,
lack of leadership. But they just, this is quite funny, actually.
Serious lack of leadership on that front there, Steve.
They sent me an email this week saying, brilliant news, we've appointed a new head teacher, right?
Yeah.
And then spelt his name wrong in an email.
Oh, no!
Well, that's not a good start, is it?
No. Really? Oh, dear.
Special measures for the admin staff, I think. Yeah, there we go. Thank you very much, Trace.
Cheers, Steve.
Bye.
Bye.